This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, boo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and we are almost at the end of this season of Real Housewives of Potomac, and so we had to cap it off with something a little special. And today in the studio, we have Miss Mia Thornton. Hello.
Hey, Dylan. How are you? I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to have you here. It's my first time getting to chat with you.
Yep.
Third season on the show.
Yep.
Wrapping things up.
You know, I'm in there.
Swimwear. How are we feeling after a few years of this whirlwind?
You know, I don't even know if I remember what life was like without like this whirlwind. Mm-hmm. You know, like Potomac has definitely come in by storm, and I am here, and I just feel like it's just like a whole new part of life, you know? Like I can't see life without the cameras.
We've seen you go through a lot in these few seasons on the show. Obviously, you know, everybody always has life happening in the midst of these shows.
Yeah.
How has your approach to doing the show changed as you've maybe gotten more used to it, or as things have been changing in your life?
I mean, I feel like ever since I hit, I've just been very transparent with whatever's going on. You know, fortunately, there's always something going on. I'm like, when am I ever going to be able to just like coast? My life is kind of wild.
Yeah.
And I wake up every morning and I take every day by day. I'm grateful for all of the ups and downs and the hiccups and all the above. But yeah, you know, I'm grateful.
Do you feel like, has there ever been a moment now that you've done a few seasons, you know, you've obviously chosen to come back a couple times. Have there been moments where you were like, I don't know if I should keep putting myself out there like this, or is...
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Every season. I'm like, oh God, okay. But you know, I think especially after my first season, I had that really hard. I was like, oh my God, what did I sign up for? Like, what am I doing here? But, you know, it's gotten easier.
Yeah.
It is what, you know, it's like I've gotten to a point where I just know that, you know, unfortunately, sometimes we do things in life that we're not so proud of. The only difference between us and like the average person is that we have to relive what we did that we weren't so proud of. And the whole world also knows what we did. But other than that, you know, it's good.
I feel like the Potomac cast in particular, it's like this group of women that a lot of them have been around a long time.
Yeah.
I imagine when you come in for your first season and it's like, okay, we've got the OGs, we've got, you know, Candace has been on the block. Like that first season must feel a little bit like you're trying to grasp onto something. You're trying to find your place.
Yeah.
And now I imagine you feel a little bit more settled in.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm like in there, you know, like feet are planted under the sand and they're kind of stuck with me. And yes, our first season coming in, I mean, it's like meeting a friend group for the first time. Like you don't know who these people are, like where they came from. And one of the things that I did not do is study like the previous seasons.
Okay.
I wanted to receive. I did watch some of the show because naturally I'm from D.C. So. Mm-hmm. When they first aired, I was like, who are these ladies and how come I don't know them, right? but, you know, I just feel like I have my own individual relationships with them now, you know, outside of, you know, just what we're doing on TV. And I love all of our ladies, every last one of them, even the ones that are a little more shadier than the others. I still love them. And we have a sisterhood. Mm-hmm. We really do.
I feel like this season has been a little bit of a challenge with the group because there are certain people who really have these deep rifts with each other. Obviously, seeing Giselle and Candace has been tough this season, and you know, Giselle and Wendy, and you know, there's a few different dynamics that have made it hard for the group to kind of come together.
Well, there was a common denominator there, wasn't there?
Perhaps. But I feel like this season you have done a good job of kind of being just a little bit above that fray and sort of being good with whoever and being kind of the person who can be just a part of the group. Like, I feel like that's important. Yeah. We need that.
Well, thank you. I think the girls finally got with the program and they realized that I'm actually, you know, pretty dope in real life, you know? So they're like, oh, we like Mia. Okay. Yeah. I actually will have your back. I'm also not a yes girl. So if there's something that I see or if I have a question, I'm going to share with you how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ever be nasty about it because that's not my character. That's not who I am. So, but I most definitely feel like whenever you're in a friend group, you do have to be able to be transparent. You have to feel like you can just say what you want to say and no one's going to take it. I mean, we might not always like it, but we should be able to come back and say, okay, that came from a place of love, mm-hmm. right? And that's what I wish for our group. I wish for all of us to think that way. I think it'll be a fun show. Yeah. I think we can get back to having a lot of fun, and which is what, you know, I think the people want to see. But unfortunately, you know, there are some people who just can't get past their own insecurities.
Okay. I think you're giving me a look right now. I feel like there's a there's a name on your lips.
Is there? Well, it's a lot of lips, so. I don't know. What does it say?
I think we can intuit what you're thinking. But
are you blushing?
I don't know. Am I? I don't know. I think with your dynamic with the group, it's nice that it feels like you are not afraid to speak your mind and you're not afraid to kind of like you said, throw some shade, have a little fun, kind of call people on their bullshit sometimes. But that at the same time, it's not always that serious.
It's none of it is that serious to me personally. I think that some of the things that we're exposed to here could have been, you know, nipped in the bud a while ago. Yeah. And I do think that if we were to be mature adults and have some conversations that may not always want to be, you know, conversations aren't always comfortable, right? But I do feel like if we were to be able to sit down and say how we feel and receive it and take some self-accountability, right? Okay, I'm gonna title the season Lack of Self-Accountability. I do feel like we would be able to be much further than where we are.
Yeah.
You know, like we are, I do firmly believe in moving together, that we're stronger together. And I think that if we were to get to the place where we all firmly believe that, then, you know, we can move mountains, honey, you know, and we're the river girls.
I think everyone in this cast has had their sort of personal trials and tribulations that we've experienced on the show. And I think you've been super open with everything that you've gone through. Watching you kind of work through this period in your relationship with Gordon this season has been, it's felt really authentic in a way that is, I mean, obviously it's not fun to go through those things on camera, but it has felt like there's been that level of maybe accountability, to use your word, and watching those experiences. How was it for you kind of living this season? Because it's been a lot on a few different fronts.
It's a lot. It's a whole lot, actually. And that's a loaded question too. So, but, you know, when I came to this platform, I promised myself that I was going to forever be transparent. And if I'm going through something, then I felt like I owe it to our fans and our viewers for us to be real. And I'm really going through a divorce, a separation. It has been something that we have been going through for quite some time now. And it is hard. It's very hard because, you know, Gordon and I, we were married for 11 years. You know, and we dated for a few years prior to that. And we've had an amazing life together, and we've seen the things, and we've done a lot. And we are also still very commingled with our businesses and very commingled when it comes to our children. And there's some other business opportunities that are on the forefront that we're going to have to still work together on, even though we're getting a divorce. And I know that doesn't really quite make sense, but hey, he's the best at it. So it's like, here we come. So even though it's hard, I still feel like, hey, I'm not the only one going through a divorce, you know, it's you know, a lot of people in today's society, unfortunately, get to a point where they just know that the person that they're with is not the person who they want to spend the rest of their life with. Mm-hmm. But you can still, I do look forward to showing the world that we are really great friends and we do co-parent very, very well.
Yeah.
So, and that's where we are right now.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. I like that you can kind of acknowledge that it might not make sense to everyone watching, or yeah. There might be sort of like parts of it that feel messy, but that's kind of just how life is. And I mean, even watching Ashley this season have to like answer some questions about timelines and the way that things are happening with her relationship too. It's like everybody has their situation that's happening with the, you know, there's different particulars, there's different factors in the equation. Having kids is, it's complicated.
Extremely. And unfortunately for Ashley, her other half isn't as supportive. Mm. So, you know, you guys aren't able to see a lot of what that looks like. And so I don't have that problem because Gordon is very much so loves the cameras and he wants to be on the cameras, if you haven't noticed. Like, Gordon is comedy.
Yes.
I lived with him for 11 years. So I know.
You're like,
you guys are just,
laughing,
he's just getting started. Okay. I'm like, woo. Okay. Disclaimer. He needs to come with a walking disclaimer. Like, he needs to, like, enter. When he enters the room, everybody needs to know, okay, Gordon has arrived. But that's what I love about him, you know? Yeah. And that's why we've been able to have so much fun. But at the same time, it's also what I hate about him. Sometimes I'm like, you're like a loose cannon. Like, you'd have to, like, reel it back in sometimes, kid.
Yeah. And I thought it was, like, watching this past week's episode when you guys had the counseling session, you talking about how just wanting to be sort of in control of all your options and sort of have those conversations and and look at what the different routes that you could go are. Like, I think that's something that probably other people just watching the show that might be in a similar situation would say, like, oh yeah, like that's a good point. Like I can know my options and also not be 100% sure what I'm gonna do, but it's not a bad thing to ask the questions.
Oh my gosh, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Right? I don't have 4 degrees, but I am smart. Okay. I have a degree in Hooked on Phonics and Ebonics from the street of Hard Knock Life. Okay.
Oh my God.
I do have a degree. I know how to survive.
You got the
I need
the word
honorary,
on the streets
degree. An honorary degree on how to survive. I got it. I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes, and let me tell you, sometimes that street smarts will like, you know, outroll that book smart all day. I'm trying to I have seen it with my own two eyes.
Hey, I think it's serving you well this season. I think, look, it's not everybody is necessarily thriving. Aww. And I think that I think it feels like you have like settled in the show and in the group in a way where it's like, okay, we're getting like to a little bit of a deeper place with Mia this season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm glad that we have arrived. And the overwhelming amount of women and people who actually come up to me when they see us outside living our lives and just say thank you. It's just motivating to continue to be transparent because, you know, one of the things that we realize is that even though I'm going through what I'm going through or went through, you know, there's all these other people in this world that don't quite know how to heal mm-hmm. from trauma, you know, or from things that, or not really know how to navigate life. You know, life yeah. is hard. Yeah. Marriage is hard. Yeah. Being a mom is hard, you yeah. know? And then, you know, put on a, being a reality TV star mm-hmm. is hard, you know, and whatever we're doing, you know, our day to day. And I just think that it's really important for, and I'm happy that you guys are able to see mm-hmm. that we are actual normal people.
I think seeing the moment you had with Jacqueline a couple weeks ago on the show, I thought was really, it was an unexpected moment to me watching, but it really felt kind of full circle in a way, and like we were getting to the core of something that maybe didn't make sense the first time we were watching it mm-hmm. and then it was like, okay, there's something deeper here that goes back before Real Housewives of Potomac yeah. and this, you know, this like experience that we're in right now
yeah.
I think sometimes it can be like okay, it's messy, it's, you know, it's drama mm-hmm. whatever, but then there are those kind of layers that if you peel back, it's like, no, that's like the real core of like who you are as a person.
Oh, thank you for that. And yeah, you know, and those moments are, I think, important mm-hmm. for the world to see. And obviously, there for every action, there's a reaction, right? And Jacqueline and I, she's my sister, you know, and sisters fight.
Good and bad, yeah.
You know, I think sometimes sisters fight worse than friends do. You know, she's really my sister. And I love her to death. And I'm so glad that we're back talking every single day. I've already talked to her twice today, and it's like, what, 10 o'clock in the morning? Or I don't even know.
It's like 11?
Yeah. And it's like, girl, get off my line. Like, don't you have to work or something? She have a job. But, you know, and she's so beautiful mm-hmm. and inside and out. And, you know, unfortunately, we went through a hard time in our sisterhood mm-hmm. and it was all over the mainstream news.
Yeah.
We have learned from it. We have both grown from it. And we have made a pact that when we fight, we don't fight in front of the cameras ever again.
Okay.
We're going to save that for somebody else. Like, but we do fight.
I think it's tricky because like when you go back to that, like the trip that she came on last season, when we sort of were first getting to know her on the show, it's like she's forming her own relationships with all the women yeah. in the cast.
Yeah.
But then obviously what the two of you have together is like yeah. so much bigger and separate and
had nothing to do with anything that was
right.
going
and
on
so
in front
it's hard
of us.
Then all
it
of
didn't
sudden,
make any
like,
sense to anybody.
Charisse is like, yeah. I like Jacqueline. And it's like, yeah. that's not.
No, we all love Jacqueline, yeah. you know, and I love that everybody loves Jacqueline. I mean, obviously she's my best friend,
yeah.
so I'm not best friends with like, you know, a loser or anything. Like, she's amazing. This is why she's my best
no
friend,
problems,
you know, like she's my chosen family for a reason, guys. So I'm glad you like her. That tells me I have good, you know, taste of yeah. character.
Right. It's like we're going through
if you didn't like her, it would be a problem for me. You yeah. know, like I can say what I want to say about her, but you can't say anything, you know, try it. And you're right. It was something that happened off camera that we unfortunately did not hash out mm-hmm. before we got on that plane. And the intention of hashing it out in first class that we didn't want anybody to talk about because there's no cameras. We wanted to get it out before we landed because mm-hmm. we knew as soon as we land, those cameras are like, hello. And yeah, no, it didn't work out well.
I don't know if that trip to Miami was anybody's shining moment.
No, actually, Jacqueline and I fought in Mexico.
Oh, in Mexico. Yes. Okay.
You did. No, I fought with the other one in Miami.
Yes.
Yeah. Same season, though. I was going through a lot, Dylan. Okay.
Because Miami was like, yeah. the speaker was on the table, yeah. I think. Yeah.
So actually, I do have something. You know, I actually did not. I had reached out to production ahead of my second season.
Okay.
And told them that I wasn't coming back.
Okay.
And I did that because I knew I was going through a lot.
Mm.
I was going through the family takeover.
Yes.
Sabotage. I was going through Gordon and he was having some health problems. I was too.
Yes.
Still going through my health issues. And it was just a lot. And I felt so thin in my without cameras. Like, oh my God, I can't bring cameras because I'm already so thin.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that played a huge role. Because, you know, doing these shows and keeping up with these girls is like not a walk in the park. You know, it's a lot going on. We got a lot of personalities. There's a lot of characters in the one room.
Yeah, it's a big cast. It's a big.
Oh, my gosh, there's a lot of us. Yeah. I can't keep up. I'm like, and who decided to put me in control of these girls? I don't know if I want to sit in first chair. No. You know, so but the thing about it is that I do feel like I knew that I was thin, but I also don't give up. Right. Mm-hmm. So when they called and said, no, we need you, please stay. And I was like, OK, you know, and I thought about it. And but I knew that I was thin. So I'm not surprised that I was like, I don't even care.
You weren't kind of at your like full strength to handle whatever was coming your way.
I had nothing left in me, you know, so the littlest things can upset you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some truth behind when you're unhappy. Everything like shows itself.
Yeah.
And I was in a very, very unhappy state at that time. Mm.
But, so next season, before filming starts, we got to go to the spa. We got to get recharged.
Well, you know, I chose Jacqueline's advice and I just got some more dick. That worked. Can I say that here?
It's like going to the spa.
You know, and better, you know, 5-star at that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it really just worked for me, you know? I like it. I like it here.
I think Candace said something a couple weeks ago where she was like, does it always have to be about sex?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Spring has sprung, and that means it is time for some spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring ones, make sure you are using Ibotta to get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you are purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, a new warm weather bedding set, or a flight for that summer getaway you've been eyeing. Other apps, they give you points that don't amount to much. But with Ibotta, you just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying by using the code MENTION when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code MENTION. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code MENTION.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This last week's episode, we got the return of Deborah.
Oh, dear.
And we got a little audio moment at the end of To Be Continued. What was your take on Ashley inviting Deborah to that event? Obviously, Deborah had some words for Candace there. Kind of give me your rundown of that situation as much as you can.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yes.
And I think full transparency, you know, to Deborah's defense, I'm going to start with Deborah because she's clearly needing some attention. I think that a lot of times what we don't realize is that when these girls are introduced to this world and they never get a chance to really, she doesn't get a confessional to be shady. She doesn't get a chance to like defend herself. She doesn't come to the reunion, right? To say her blah, 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 rat-tat-tat, which is what we do at the reunions. You know, we said, it was funny. My daughter says, Mommy, where are you going? I go, I'm going to the sofa to yell at the girls, okay? And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, I remember that. You're 6. Why do you remember that? Who showed you? You know, so I feel like Deborah, you know, she hit the scene and she obviously hit in a not a favorable way at all.
Yeah.
She does have a husband. She has kids and she's sitting at home doing nothing because she's a real housewife, right? And she didn't get a fair, she felt like she didn't get a fair chance.
Yeah.
Right. Then she has to watch herself. unfavorably on TV, and she never had a chance to like say her piece, right? Yeah. And so when she gets the opportunity to, she clearly had some things to say, or she wanted to say, but she had a poor job of communicating it, and it was not the correct time and place.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, Candace, on the other hand, that mouth of hers, needs to also understand that she's the queen, honey, and you're sitting on the throne. Don't allow these, you know, random people come up to you and let your crown tip, honey. Okay? Like, because she tried it with me.
Yeah.
She came up to me. She's like, really, Mia? A four? You only think I'm a four? And I'm like, you're a black queen, honey. We're all tens. She's like, I knew I liked you. Squashed.
Right.
No bottles were picked up.
We don't even
no
see
glasses
it,
were thrown. Yeah. She was just like, oh, I knew I liked you. I'm like, what? You really needed me to tell you that you're a 10, honey? Like, you, we, that's a whole nother level that I'm not a therapist. Okay. Go. And then so because she didn't get a reaction from me,
yeah,
she went over to Candace and where she knew she was going to get her attention.
Yeah.
And Candace gave it to her.
That is enlightening. I feel like I feel like I understand everything that you just put out. And I feel like it is interesting to think about in terms of like, obviously we have our housewives and, you know, you guys get the full, you know, beginning, middle and end of everything.
Yeah.
We have people like Charisse and Kiarna and even Jacqueline where it's like when they're around, it's like they're, you know, invited and, you know, we're kind of getting.
And they're doing the mostest.
Yes.
Right?
But then for somebody for like Deborah, reason. It's like there isn't that kind of like, you know,
we don't get a chance to really get to know who they are.
Yeah. And so it's tough because if you feel like you deserve more than that, you're going to shoot your shot and it's not always going to go well.
Well, they're going to shoot their shot.
Not you.
I'm sorry. I don't do. No, that we don't do.
Right. Okay. You're holding the champagne flute. You don't have to shoot the shot.
Okay. Period. Just so you know.
You're on the sofa yelling at the ladies.
In case you didn't notice.
So how are we feeling about the reunion this season? Obviously, we still have a finale to get through. But what's your like 1 to 10, how is Mia feeling about what happened at reunion?
I mean, it's a long day.
Yes.
That's what I have to say about that day. It's a long day. I do feel like there were some conversations that needed to have been had. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if there was resolution.
Yeah.
But who knows? Because, you know, even when we do have resolution, like the next hour, then we're back at it. So like at this
it's
point,
a long day,
I don't
like
know what's
said.
Going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I need like I need cliff notes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go back and read it.
They'll go edit it together.
Let me know what's going on.
We'll see what
I was like, can someone please tell me who I'm supposed to be mad at? Okay, thanks.
Even sometimes watching the reunion, I'm like, I know there was something between them two, but now I don't. It's like
you
a lot.
And it's a lot. It's there's a lot of different dynamics. You know, we have a lot of personality.
Yeah.
You know,
are you okay? So I know talking to people about reunion, some people feel like that's like their day that they're ready for and they thrive and they get it all off their chest.
It's the Super Bowl.
Are you like that or is it stressful to you? Are you like dreading it?
No, I love the reunion, okay? I get to wear a really beautiful gown
this
and sit
not
on the sofa
me,
and I get to be pretty all day and someone like takes care of me and they bring me my food. I'm like, yeah, I could do this every day. This is my kind of life, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually enjoy the reunions. And I love wearing custom gowns.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I've had the same designer do all my gowns, all reunions.
Oh, that's so nice.
So it's really nice. And I let her do whatever she wants to do.
You don't have to like be stressed about working with somebody you've never met before.
She sketches it
and
she sends it. And I say, go for it. And she makes it. And I'm like, yay. You know? And I love giving creatives an opportunity to be creative.
Mm.
So even with like our hair team and our makeup team and we're family, it's actually like the Super Bowl, you know, it's a celebration. It's a celebration for me. There's no anxiety like whatsoever.
So you didn't wear GNA to the reunion this year?
No.
Okay.
Is it even available?
I don't know.
Okay. We should go check it out. And it's hot, so I don't need a beanie.
Fair. You're like under the lights.
You know, yeah. No.
Well, Mia, this has been so lovely. Thank you for being here. Thank you for chatting
with
me.
No, you're amazing, Dylan. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Congrats on a third season. And
yes.
Let's
here we
see
go.
What's next?
Let's go. Can't wait.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen. And watch Real Housewives of Potomac, the finale coming up this Sunday. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.